Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey, man, have you seen Stuart Little 2 before?
Let's reel it in. That was a very straightforward introductory.
Yeah. Well, we got to have normal episodes.
Scattered throughout.
Normal stuff, yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
How have you been?
How've been?
I'm
doing good, man. How are you?
Hover Ben.
Huh? There you go.
Hover Ben.
Dude, were you a kid? Well, yeah,
I was.
That's not what I mean. Were you a kid that wanted the hoverboard from Back to the Future too?
100%, dude.
Dude, I did too.
I think I spent hours online like
trying to find
a
real
bootleg
one.
Hoverboard. And then like the hoverboards came out.
The 2015
And
ones.
They had wheels on them and they caught on fire.
They did.
What a joke.
Yeah, they kind of like fell off the face of the earth. No one rides them. No one talks about them. But I remember there was a time when every viral video on YouTube was like just like dads and moms falling on them.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson did too.
Mike Tyson's like KO'd by a hoverboard.
Really?
It's just him like eating the ground in his own house.
Have you seen the clip of Darth Vader falling on one?
No.
Some guy dressed in a Darth Vader outfit. And he's like straight. He's like kind of like on an kind of like leaned on an angle.
I can
and
picture
he's just kind of like you know, like just picture him like dramatically
like leaning
interesting.
Forward,
and then
yeah.
he like he corners a wall, and he just like his like arms sprawl out, and he like falls hard. It is one of my favorite videos.
Darth,
I'll show you after we're recording.
Please do. But I've witnessed not one, I guess only one, but I know of two hoverboard accidents. One, my aunt like freaking. Ate it, dude. It was bad. I thought she died.
What?
I thought my aunt had passed.
Okay.
On a
which
board
aunt?
Accident. Your ex's mom.
Oh my gosh.
It was.
I hate that. I don't remember her name.
It was a Christmas party, and she was. That's terrible. It was a Christmas
that's
party.
K. I know.
And Chris. Yeah.
Chris. There you
and
go.
She like tried to go forward and then stop. And
I know
the board
story.
Just went out from under her.
I remember the story.
And her head hit the ground so hard, dude. I thought that was it.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the worst Christmas ever. And then she was fine. Like, she was okay.
Then it was the worst Christmas
ever. No, Tanner.
I remember that, too, because I remember your cousin told me about that once.
That's terrible.
I totally remember that now.
I'm glad she's okay. But my coworker, his daughter, was on a hoverboard, and she fell off of it and put her arm out like this to stop.
Oh, gosh.
And there's so much pressure.
Towards the ground or what?
Towards the ground. Like, she was falling like this.
Okay.
And so much pressure. Her,
oh, gosh.
Her shoulder pushed into her collarbone and broke her collarbone.
What?
And
that's
I
a
almost,
nasty break,
it's
dude.
Like, I don't think it popped out, but, like, there was a clear punk. I don't know. There's no joke.
Oh,
no
my
joke.
Gosh.
But she's fine, too. She's just chilling, walking around the
that's
house.
That's a coworker's daughter, you said?
Coworker's daughter.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Yeah, thankfully, I've never stepped on one, and I don't plan to.
Good.
Yeah.
So there's no hoverboards in this movie, and there's also not a lot
one
of
skateboard scene.
There's also not a lot of skateboarding in this movie like I thought.
Yeah, Ben thought this movie was centered around Stuart Little learned how to skate.
I thought this movie was him skating around New York City.
Right.
And I think where the wires got crossed was that he was spent a lot of time driving around the city.
Yeah.
For some reason, because I saw this when I was really young. I remember him like skateboarding around and not having a car at all.
Okay. Maybe it was from like a video game because there was a PC game that I used to play.
You played a PC Stuart Little game?
Yeah, it was kind of lame. It was really lame, but we didn't have like a big... We had GameCube. We had two GameCubes.
Two GameCubes? So you played at the same time? Just like...
Well, my brother had one and I had one.
So you guys duoed Stuart Little.
No, we didn't have. We played
Stuart
on a
Little
PC,
duos.
We played on the PC. Okay. We also played PC Toy Story. That was fun because like you were little.
Oh, I remember that game.
And
actually,
you jumped around like Andy's room and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, but let's get into this movie, bro.
Please.
But before, I have a drink. Where the frick did you go? You stole it?
I have a drink for us. Diet Coke, everybody.
What the heck? Always keeping the show interesting, huh? Hey, I, in preparation for this movie, rewatched Stuart Little 1's episode that we did.
For real?
You don't think I'm going to notice that you spilled? What are you? Did you shotgun it, my guy? Yeah. What are you doing?
Good, bro. That's practically
you spilled, though.
I'll get a paper towel. Talk about the movie.
Okay, well, I was going to say, in preparation for this movie, I rewatched the Stuart Little 1 episode that we did last year.
Yeah.
For, what was it? Episode 25. You can check the database for that. But we, and I remember it was like 10 a.m., and you and I had no energy.
And I had just posted the video from last week.
What?
That was a joke because I'm late to posting. So he's like, it was 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, I was just posting the video.
Oh, he was just posting. Yeah. No, but we were tired. Like, we had no energy. We didn't like, make many jokes up until the fact that we wanted to kill the producer or kill the critics that gave us movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, in preparation for that, I was like, I just want to see how this one turns out. So
cheers, broski.
Well, we got Diet Coke. Last one for a while. Hey, this is our last full episode.
Wow.
For a while.
A review. We still have the season 2, you know.
Finale. We'll talk about that at the end. But yeah, let's get into the movie. It's Stuart Little 2.
Mm-hmm.
The sequel to the first Stuart Little movie.
Stuart Little 2. He's back again.
He's back. He's still little.
Stuart Little 2.
Directed by Rob Minkoff. Same guy as last movie.
Mm-hmm.
He directed Stuart Little, The Lion King, and The Haunted Mansion, which you and I and our girlfriends tried to watch.
And we never finished it.
No, we couldn't, we couldn't do it.
It was way too late.
This movie came out in 2002. And the movie
came out in 2002?
Yep.
When did the first one come out? 94?
Like 99.
For real?
Yeah. It was only a couple
of
years.
Dang, they're pumping out these.
Yeah. And it's rated PG. So.
Four?
I couldn't think of anything. I swear to God, I looked at their whole Wikipedia page and tried to find something. The only thing I got close to was Pigeon Games.
I'll take Pigeon Games.
All right, Pigeon Games. Okay. PG stands for Pigeon Games.
Not a pigeon in this movie.
There's not one character that's name starts with P or G in this movie. Pissed me off. All right, here we go. 5 minutes. Stuart Little's back, and he's better than ever. He's on a soccer team, and he's getting hit in the face by soccer balls.
Oh.
And George is too busy for Stuart, basically. There was a time where they were best friends. Now he's an older brother, and he's too busy or whatever.
Because Jonathan Lipnicki's too good.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get into the rant about this stupid
Jonathan
actor.
Jonathan Lipnicki, okay. He's in this movie too.
So Stuart's like, oh, well, like, I don't know. Like, I there's got to be something that is out there for me or whatever. His dad calls it a silver lining. There's always a silver lining.
Wouldn't that make a cloud heavy?
Yeah, good joke. Stole it from the movie. And so, I'm sorry, that was mean.
No, I came up with it myself.
Anyway, Stuart one day was like, hey, I'm going to take this plane, not a skateboard, and I'm going to fly around the house.
Not a skateboard.
Fly around the house, and then he basically flies and breaks or whatever. And then, where did I get? Why am I talking about that part?
He's flying around the house.
Oh, okay, whatever. And so then he's like, it's got to be a silver lining. And so, sorry.
What just happened?
There was one day after school, he's upset because he's like, Stuart wants a friend. Stuart needs someone. All of a sudden, a bird flies out of the sky, lands in his little red car from the first movie. Little Tweety Bird. Her name is Margalo. And she's getting chased by a falcon. A falcon. Not Anthony Mackie. A falcon.
Not.
And Anthony Mackie's like, hey.
Cap.
What?
Cap.
You win,
team Cap.
My man. Welcome.
Team Cap. Stuart Little. Team Cap. Team Cap.
Team Cap.
Stuart Little. Team Cap.
Team Cap.
Red car. Red suit. Team Cap.
Can I go on?
Iron Man has red suit too, I guess.
Team Cap. And so, so then she's like, yeah.
Team Cap.
She's like, I was getting chased by this falcon or whatever. And she has like a little,
excuse me?
Is it an earring thing? I don't know what that is. A little pendulum.
Oh, it's
thing?
A little pin.
Pin. Got it. 2 minutes and 53 seconds. God. So basically, we learn that Will Stuart is like, hey, I'll take care of you. She hurt her wing or whatever. We find out that Margalo is part of a mafia.
She's a spy. The bird mafia.
It's a spy to like try to get like precious
jewelry.
Jewelry.
Diamonds.
For the Falcon or whatever. Because he's going to do what with it? I don't know. And
what?
So.
What is he going to do?
I got to keep going. Okay.
I'm not stopping you.
So, so then They don't he doesn't find that out. Life moves on or whatever. And Stuart and Margot are becoming friends.
Yeah,
until Margot is like, okay, I gotta. She doesn't want to because she's starting to like the Littles.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I gotta do my job. So she steals the mom's wedding ring. But they think it went down the sink. So there's a scene where Stuart goes down the sink, tries to recover it, can't do it, but Margot saves him. And then
a useless scene.
And you no. So then, hey,
sorry. Yeah.
So, there's a minute and 40.
You have so much time, dude. You're
I kind of do. Okay, so then, Stuart wakes up one morning, and there's the little pin, and he's like, "What the heck? Where's Margot? She dipped. Okay, she left like my ex."
Oh,
and, yeah.
Don't they all?
And yours?
Don't they? Oh,
they
all. Don't bring that up.
So then. He's like, okay, I guess I'll go on or whatever. But then he's like, no. He's like, I need to find her. I think something bad happened to her. I think the Falcon went and got her. So he grabs Snowbell, and Snowbell's like, hey. He's like, let's go. So then he tells George, he's like, try to cover for me. And George sucks at covering because Jonathan Lipnicki sucks at being an actor.
He's terrible.
And so they're going downtown. They find out where he is because they find out where Margot hides or whatever. Or the Falcon or whatever, because he thinks that the Falcon, I don't have time. So he goes up. Falcon's like, get out. And so he just like falls. He's like, ah! And so then he falls into a garbage bag going on a boat to the garbage boat thing or whatever in the middle of the ocean. So then he's like, oh, where's the silver lining? Throws the pin. And then all of a sudden his plane is there. He's like, oh, my God, the plane from an hour earlier in the movie is here on this boat with me. I'm going to restore this because Stuart somehow has the powers to do that.
He's an engineer.
Meanwhile, the family is like, where's Stuart? And George is like, okay, I lied. So then they're driving around New York and there's a taxi driver that's like, okay, dokie, no problem. And so then they fight in the sky and then Margot's like, I got to go. God dang it. That was the worst.
We ended off the year, the season on a bang for some reason. Hey, good job, man.
Margot's like, I gotta go.
Margot's like, peace, just vanishes.
Oh my gosh, that was so stressful, dude.
So her wing was never actually broken?
I don't know.
It was a con the whole time?
She's a con. She's a cop.
She just happened to land in Stuart Little's car?
Mm-hmm.
And well, said, I'm gonna con this.
She's like flying up and then like looks and sees, hey, there's a little car. And pretends to fall, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, but then she was being chased by the hawk.
Well, he's in on it. He's pretending
that
to
was
chase
the whole
her.
Setup.
Yeah, he's
bro,
pretending
he
to chase
was
her.
Going to kill her.
Oh, for sure. And Stuart. How funny
for the bit.
Has she? Here's my question: has she done this before to other little creatures?
Probably.
Because how else? Because how else would she steal jewelry if she's like incognito? Why would she need to be incognito if she's an animal to go to human houses to steal jewelry? You know
what
I'm saying?
What do you mean she's a bird?
Right.
She's not
but
incognito.
Like,
she doesn't hide the fact that she's a bird.
But Falcon says something like, just like as you practice or whatever, like when has she ever needed to practice talking to another creature if she's actually a bird? Here's my question. This was going to be one of my then and now points. Why the heck can the family not hear Snowbell but can hear Margot and Stuart? What the? Why is this
race
thing?
Is this speciesism?
Is this a speciesism?
Do they just drown out the cries
of
Snowbell?
No, I don't think they can understand Snowbell.
That's a really good point.
Right?
Well, it could be like
he's because the mom. The scene is like, oh, look at this cute little birdie. She's like, I'm Margot, and the mom isn't like, oh, do we have another animal that talks? Because. But meanwhile, there's Snowbell, the pet. Is it because he's a pet and not a family member?
Well, Margot's not a family member.
I'm getting really intense by this. That's true.
Because it doesn't make sense.
No.
I think just cats in general, you can't understand. I could imagine. Do you think if a dog walked into the little house, little hi, little ho, do you think that the dog would be able to say little hi, little ho? And they'd be like,
no.
That dog's talking.
No. Well, does Stuart Little 3 give any points to this?
He's on another boat in Stuart Little 3.
Of course he is.
I only know his
where's the skateboard?
His modes of transportation.
Yeah.
And even that's a stretch.
Ben's really...
even that's
Ben
false.
Knows what he rides. Okay. Fun facts?
Hit me with it.
Okay, at one point, the Falcon was supposed to have an army of pigeons as his minions.
Pigeon game. He pulled out his pigeon game.
All right.
His pistol Glock. Say, Stuart.
Okay. After the September 11, 2001 attacks, shots of the World Trade Center were digitally removed from all background shots of New York skyline. And also another fun fact, they almost shot down Stuart during some of the scenes because he was flying a plane. So.
No, I mean, that's a good point. That's a good point.
They almost shot him down. They're like, there's another plane going to New York City.
They almost I have a lot of jokes about that.
They almost shot him down.
Wow. No, but how do you feel about movies digitally removing the World Trade Center?
Oh, I think it just would have been poor taste if they kept it up. Cause
would it be, though? Well, I mean, it's tragic, but like...
Remember the thing we talked about on Lilo and the Lilo and Stitch
thing? That's different.
It's different, but it's similar to the effect of, like, this is a plane going through the city. Because this was...
But this doesn't take place in Hawaii, dude.
Right, but this takes place in the actual New York City where it happened a year after. Think about that, because now it's 2023. It's been, 12 years since? Now it'd be, I don't think it'd be weird, but that was a 1 year, maybe even less than a year gap after that tragic thing that altered our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuart.
And I'm over here making jokes.
And he just flew a plane. And he just flew a plane like it was nothing.
Yeah. This one was interesting. The Balto statue. Have you seen Balto, the movie?
The dog?
The dog, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an actual statue in New York. The Balto statue makes an appearance in this movie as being an item into which Stuart crashes his plane. Balto was a sled dog.
Universal? Is it a Universal movie? Is that what you're going to tell me? Is Balto a Universal movie so they kept it in there because of that? Is that what you're going to tell me right now?
No, I just told you. I said Balto, there's a statue of Balto in New York City, like in a park.
Yeah.
And they shot the scene around it. Mm. There's a shot of him. I looked at it and I was like, that's pretty cool. And it just says... He was a sled dog in 1924 that saved the population of Nome, Alaska.
Kind of like Stuart Little saved all those lives on 9/11.
Yeah. So here we go. Rob the Plumber. Plumber's name is a discreet nod to the character Robert Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond because the plumber is Brad Garrett. And in 1996. And it also takes place in New York City. Isn't that cool?
It all ties together, man.
Here's what we'll say.
Here's what's gonna happen.
What we did for the award show last year is we gave list of actors who have made appearances in different movies.
He's been in a lot.
He's been in four of the seasons.
Oh, dude!
Night at the Museum.
Mm-hmm.
This movie.
He was in Nemo.
He was in Nemo. There's one more. Oh, what was it?
I can tell you, dude. I couldn't tell you. Stop shaking. Don't think that hard. You're going to hurt yourself.
There's another one. I can't remember.
You're going to hurt yourself. Can I talk about my...
No, I have one more fun fact.
Ugh.
And here's the last one. This one is important. The calculator that George holds up is a Tech Solutions TS-100 dual power 8-digit pocket calculator. And it's a model that is no longer in production.
And then he typed in...
Because you told me about a stupid dishwasher last year on the Stuart Little episode. So I was like, I got to find some
not a dishwasher, a washing machine.
Oh, you're right.
And then he typed in 5318008 on his calculator and then turned it upside down.
What do you mean?
And then it said.
What does that mean?
And then it said. My then.
Yeah.
I clearly remember this movie very differently than how it actually is. There's a 20-second scene in this movie of him skateboarding.
And
I went into this movie being like, I can't wait to see Stuart Little skateboard around New York City the entire time. Didn't happen. He skateboarded, and it's on the cover, too.
Yeah, which is weird. You should have been in a plane.
I literally thought the bird was like, I thought the thing was Stuart Little teaching the bird how to skateboard. I haven't seen this movie in a very long time.
What? You thought that?
I thought this movie was going to be about like something like some kind of like the boating competition in the first one. I thought it was going to be like a skateboarding competition. And then I saw the airplanes. I'm like, oh, maybe it's an air fighting TIE fighter. What? Yeah. I don't know. Competition. And then that doesn't happen either.
Nope. There are two covers for this movie, and it's one with him with the skateboard thing and the helmet or whatever, and then there's another one of him leaning on his plane. So I can see why, but I just don't get why they emphasize that. That's
weird. Like Goofy movie. The cover of Goofy movie was him like in rollerblades from the one disco scene, and then like that was a 2-minute scene.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What can I say? I know movies. So I can't even really talk about my then because I remembered it completely differently.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. What did you find? What'd you find?
I don't wanna diverge too much.
Go for it.
I can't stop looking at it.
Hold on.
You said Goofy movie, so I was like, I don't. And then you were talking about Extremely Goofy movie.
Yeah.
But I looked up, as you were telling me, I'm like, I don't remember that from the first one.
Did you look up Goofy movie roller skates?
I just looked up Goofy movie, and then all of a sudden,
clip it. Yeah.
I'm going to show you, but it's going to be right here.
Okay.
Freaking this picture of Fat Roxanne
showed
up.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's really funny.
Fat Roxanne, what you doing? Speaking of which.
What do you mean, Fat?
I got you something.
You didn't get me that.
Guys,
don't take credit for that.
Tanner lost 100 pounds, and we're so happy for him, and I got him these balloons.
You did not get me the balloons.
I got you these balloons, bro.
Get them away from me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy weight day.
My girlfriend got me these. Oh, great. They're going to
You've never called me that before.
You're not my girl.
Friend. So am I now. I watched this movie with my little sister, my little 13-year-old sister. And I think it just made the experience that much better.
You're now?
Yeah, it was my now. The whole time, she kept talking about how ugly everybody was.
The people?
Everybody in the movie. She was roasting everybody.
No.
We see Stuart on screen sleeping in bed. She's like, ugh. And I said, what? She's like, Stuart's ugly. And I'm like, I mean, he's a mouse.
He's a mouse.
Like, he's ugly. Whatever.
I'm like, whatever.
Okay. And the bird, you know, flies into the car, and she's like, ugh.
I was going to
say. And I'm like, what? She's like, why are all these animals so ugly? And I'm like, I don't know. And then the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Was doing the scene, you know, fixing the pipes. And then she grabs the remote and pauses it and runs out to my parents' room and grabs my mom and presses play. She's like, that's the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mom's like, yeah. And she went back in the room.
My
little sister knew that.
That's weird.
And then we kept watching it. And then what else did she say? That
show came out before she was an idea.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
My parents still love it, so I think that's why they should know about it. There's something else she said, but she was like calling everybody ugly. And then she just knew Everybody Loves Raymond. And if I hadn't watched it with her, I would have had such a hard time paying attention and focusing on it because I didn't care about this movie at all.
You didn't care about it?
I just still? It didn't.
You talking about then or now?
I'm talking about my now.
Okay.
I was watching it. I'm like, nothing about this movie is interesting to me.
Really?
Like, Michael J. Fox is cool in it. Like, I'm surprised he came back for this and, like, new characters. That's cool. But she said, oh, I know what she said. She said, oh, this is just like, what's that? She said, this is just like Hercules. She's like, the Falcon is Hades, and then the bird
I've seen that movie.
And then the bird is Meg, and then Hades uses Meg to get to Hercules to get something that he wants, but Meg falls in love with Hercules and doesn't want to do it. She's like, this is like Hercules. I'm like, Minnie, you're exactly right.
Stole the plot.
You're exactly right. And Hercules came out way before this movie, so then I'm like, well, I don't even care about this anymore either. I could watch Hercules, which is a much better movie than Stuart Little 2 with Jonathan Lipnicki. Let's talk about that kid.
Right now?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Can we talk about my then?
No! Tell me about Jonathan Lipnicki. Okay. I saw what he looks like now. He's a very attractive guy.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Dude, he's a good-looking dude.
Jonathan Lipnicki, 2023.
I saw his IMDb pop up on Amazon Prime where I watched this video. And he looks hot. I don't know what he's still doing these days. I haven't really checked
Holy
since we did
crap.
Our last. But his acting in this one was worse than the earlier one.
Oh, for sure.
He was, I didn't think that you could phone in a performance as a child, but he seemed like he had other places to be.
He kind of did. That's really accurate.
He didn't try.
No.
He didn't even try.
No, he was like, he's like, yeah, even the scenes with the phone call, and he's like calling his friend Will and stuff. He's just like, I forgot. Oh, and then the whole shot of the calculator, he's like, the calculator. He didn't care.
He didn't care.
He didn't have any.
And I'm like, does he have, like, issues? Is he, like,
what?
Is he nervous of being in front of the camera and his mom's, like, in the next room over, and he goes into the camera and, like, says his lines as quickly as he can and, like, runs back to his mom in the next room and, like, cries? I don't know, dude.
He's probably filming another movie at the same time.
Maybe, but he just, like, he's like, okay, well, if I can't go, who's going to go with you? And he looks at the camera, and then it's like cuts away.
Yeah,
like you could tell that he was like done with like saying his lines.
Yeah, he's done.
He was like he would say his lines and then instantly like go out of quote unquote character, if you can even call it character.
You can't.
And he has none.
We still hate him. Yeah, George had no place in this movie.
No, nobody did really besides Stuart and the bird and the hawk.
Yeah.
Do you think the parent? What do you think about the parents?
Parents had no place to be in this movie.
I think the mom's role was borderline offensive, like to her.
Really?
Yeah, because she's great, but she just played like a worried mother the entire way through, almost to like the point of like we get it. Like,
yeah,
it was just not good, and like she's playing it.
Right. Yeah, Gina Davis.
The dad was still good.
The dad is the
He's
moral
Holmes.
Compass for Stuart.
Or is he Bones
in both movies?
What is that series he was in as a doctor? House.
There it is. He's the moral compass for Stuart.
He is.
Yeah.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah. And truthfully, there's one thing I will say about the parent to Stuart thing with the dad.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the whole like last scene where like he's like, "What's the silver lining in this, Stuart?" Like that's something that like I would do as a dad to like be like, "What's the bright side in this?"
Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
That part actually didn't get me choked up, but that was part.
That was a little
emotional tie.
You felt it.
He's like, she'll be back in the spring.
He came to play. Jonathan Lipnicki could have taken notes. If I was Mr. House,
yeah,
and Jonathan Lipnicki was my son, I would put him in the adoption center, and then
bring home
Stuart
instead.
Little.
Yeah,
I would do a trade. I wouldn't do an addition. I'd be like, we're here to get rid of our son.
Here's a question I have: foreign exchange students.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work? Do we give them one? Do we give them one of ours?
Hold on a second. We got to clarify who this them and ours is. I got to figure this out real quick.
Because how I always pictured foreign exchange students is that we get someone from a different country to come stay over here for a bit, for a time.
It's not a trade. It's because
America
has a great education system.
We don't give them one of ours? We don't give them an American to be like, go.
No, it's not like we're trading furs. It's not like we're back in the colonizing days or like giving like freaking bullets in exchange for honey.
Why is it called exchange?
That's a really good question, actually.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get into more of this. is that all you want to say about your then and now?
Also, my
go ahead.
Little sister, when the baby was having a hard time saying her first word, Minna looked at me. She's like, my little sister's name is Minna. She's like, the last line of the movie is going to be her first word.
For sure.
I'm like, Minna, you're definitely right.
I'm like, you should go to acting school.
I'm like, Minna, you should write.
You should write.
Screenplays.
Yeah. Okay, so my then was, I have a lot of memories attached to this movie because I always thought it was so fun to watch. Just like the first one, like it's just fun. I like little people movies. We know this.
We love Tanner loves little people movies.
I do. Did we even talk about any of this in this season?
I don't know. But bro, our borrowers episode is popping off.
Yeah, getting after it.
You know, little not people, but little worms. How do you Fred Worms is popping
How do you
off
Fred
as
worms
an episode.
Is, yeah, popping.
It's got kids, little people.
Anyway, I really like I just really was like attached to this movie for some reason. I just always found myself watching it randomly. I don't know.
I thought you never saw the second one.
No, I saw the second one.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the third one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or whatever. So that's kind of all I really have to say about it. I thought this movie came out a couple years like late 2000s, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
So then, but here's some things I noticed about now is that there was straight up a crowd cheering over a mouse and bird in a plane.
A whole
fighting
mouse.
A falcon.
A whole, that's a really good point.
Like,
how did they know
scene,
what was going on?
Right. I don't know. A lot of the movie, a lot of the colors in this movie is bright red and bright yellow.
Yeah, like
did you notice,
McDonald's.
Like, the last scene, yeah, McDonald's. This movie is sponsored by McDonald's.
Mickey D's.
Mickey D's. Oh, kind of like the plane. The plane was like yellow and red.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart was wearing red. And Margot was yellow. Whoa. That last scene, there's just all the people in the crowd are wearing some sort of red and yellow outfits. As a kid, actually, this will go back to my then, I didn't understand that this movie had a secret mafia thing.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand.
It's
I didn't
not
comprehend
even a secret
that.
Mafia thing. It's just this hawk. He's like, yeah, I got my bird mafia. It's only him.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
only him and Margot.
Yeah.
Why does she stay? Why does she decide to?
Because she doesn't have anyone else until she has someone. Stuart and the
so
little.
She stays with the hawk because she doesn't have anyone else.
I guess. But then she's. And then who are the birds that she goes with? She doesn't know those birds.
At the end of the movie, does she go with somebody?
Remember, she flies away with the birds.
Oh,
who are they? And what
geese?
Happened? What happened to Falcon?
Do geese?
Oh wait, we do know what happened to Falcon, right?
He got eaten.
Yeah, and he got eaten by Monty.
He got eaten by Greg Heffley's dad.
Greg Heffley's dad is in this.
He's the cat.
Did you see Greg Heffley, the actor, the guy who plays him, Zachary Gordon,
mm-hmm.
dropped like a single?
For real?
Randomly, yeah. We should play it after, too.
We will.
That'll
be our cleanup song.
Our what song?
Our cleanup song.
Oh, when we're cleaning up.
I always play music when we put off our lights and our cameras.
Yes. Snowball was a lot funnier in this movie, I thought. He had some really good lines.
I thought he was just as funny.
I know you like him. I know
yeah.
you like. I know you like Nathan.
Yeah.
Snowball last
I like that I can understand
last
him.
Last year sucked. I did not like him last year.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's okay, bro. Valid. Your opinion's valid.
Yeah, I guess. All the animals in this movie should have died at one point. Okay? Almost all of them should have died.
Stuart, we said that last movie, too.
Yeah.
Stuart Little's invincible.
He almost died like five times. Dude.
I can't with this mouse.
Stuart Little.
I can't with this
Stuart
mouse.
Little drank the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, and he lived. He's invincible. He can do no wrong.
He survived Jonathan Lipnicki's career.
Stuart Little survived Parkinson's disease, much like his actor, Michael J. Fox.
He lives to tell the tale.
Have you seen the documentary?
Which one?
They're making a documentary about Michael J. Fox.
I'm sure they have already.
I don't think it's even out yet.
Well,
no, it's about his Parkinson's.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's coming out, I think, this year. There's a documentary that comes out next week. About the Malaysia airline flight that I really want to watch. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
2014, that flight that went missing.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming on Netflix.
Interesting.
Mark your calendar next week.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to the camera. Here's a little personal fun fact that I have. There are two songs in this movie that I legit have on my playlist.
I love one of them. I know what it is.
Which one?
In a Little While From Now.
Oh, I don't have that one, actually.
Any less sour. Oh, I love that song.
Is that the Beatles?
No, it's a different guy singing about suicide.
Sounded like the Beatles.
He's singing about suicide.
Oh.
He's about climbing to the top
Alone
of a building
again,
and jumping
naturally.
Off.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, which I thought was kind of weird because the whole time they were on top of a building, and I'm like, is one of them going to jump off? Is Snowball going to commit suicide?
Snowball was rolling
like,
off.
I hate this family. I'm over it. He just jumps off and just like doesn't land on all fours. Alone again.
Naturally.
He almost rolled off.
Okay. Stuart almost fell to his death. Stuart has plot armor because he fell in a freaking garbage bag on a garbage truck.
Yeah.
And it was the end of the truck. If he fell down like a few seconds late,
longer, he
would have
like,
seen a dead rat. A dead mouse.
He would have gone like.
Yeah, exactly.
Just bounced off.
I've seen dead mice.
I've seen a lot of dead mice.
Ugh. Okay. Let's get into some quotes.
Yeah.
Most of these are from Snowball, because I thought he was really funny in this movie.
He came around, folks.
I came around. This is what he says. He's like, look what I'm reduced to. I'm a handy wipe with hair. He says, I try to eat right, yet I still feel bloated. Maybe more food will help.
I'd hand you the balloons again if I could, but they're so
okay,
far away.
It's okay. They're over there. George doesn't know poop from applesauce.
That was a good line.
That was pretty funny.
And I think that reflects the actor of Jonathan Lipnicki very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He doesn't.
Maybe that's why he wasn't
doing so
great.
He doesn't know acting from poop from applesauce.
He doesn't know acting from poop from applesauce.
From poople-sauce.
Poople-sauce.
You got gut, spunk, and moxie.
Moxie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I have a very strong stomach, but a weak heart.
But a weak heart.
And then it's the part where he, like, discovers Margot's in the paint can or whatever. She's,
yeah.
He's like, where are you? He's like, she's like, I'm in the can. He said, oh, okay, I'll wait. She said, no, the paint can.
No, the paint can. Oh, I'll wait.
And then my favorite, I will talk about this in, like, group settings. I have.
Okay, cool.
Where it's, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, for some odd reason, they were like, let's give this Indian taxi driver more.
No, the same line. Just one line the whole time through.
Okie dokie. Let's give him more of an importance in this movie than Jonathan Lipnicki. He says, okie dokie, no problem.
Yeah.
Three times. And I think that is the funniest thing ever. That this guy was like, okay, you're lying. Okie dokie, no problem. You just got to say it three times, all right?
Yeah.
He got paid $5 million. No.
Probably. Well, he got paid at least $1,000 for that. No joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay, traumatizing scale. Oh, you got some?
The third okie dokie no problem was a little much for me.
No.
The first one was great. I'm like, what did he just
say?
I'm like, funny.
I'm
like, what did he just say?
Okie dokie no problem.
And then the second time you said it, I'm like, okay, that's funny. The third time I'm like, dude, okay, we get it. That's your
The third
thing.
One was different though, because he was like leaning out the car and like the shot was really funny. He's like, the dad was like, stay here, and he goes, okie dokie no problem. And like, it was so funny, dude.
Oh,
it's so funny. Stuart almost killed his whole family when he was flying out of the sky towards them in that park. Like, there's a shot of, like, the crowd.
Margo's like, pull up. He's like, I can't do it. It's like, I'm going straight for him. She's like, turn. I'm like, I can't do it.
The whole crowd is, like, 10 feet behind him, and it's just, like, a small patch of them, like, there. And, like, the camera's zooming in on them.
It's like he's aiming for his family.
He's aiming for them, yeah. Okay, traumatize the skill.
For having to watch it all the way through, probably like one.
You did not like this movie.
No.
Bummer. Okay.
No. What the reason I don't like it is because my little sister said this is Hercules. I'm like, Hercules is a much better movie than this.
I've never seen Hercules. We'll have to do that at least.
Well,
season.
Close your eyes. Picture Stuart Little as Hercules.
I don't know what he looks like.
That's the movie.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up Hercules.
Except, but instead of a red car, there's a little red man.
Is it? It's the Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Is Disney. Oh,
you should know what it looks like.
I've seen
You should know what it looks like. Yeah,
I have never seen the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, traumatizing. One.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any.
Zero. What am I doing? Zero. This movie doesn't deserve zero. Forgettable. Movie's forgettable. Forget about it.
I think I'm gonna.
Forget about it.
I'm gonna give it a one.
Why?
It's. For betrayal, I've had that in my life.
Because they were all ugly?
No, because Margolo was like, hey, I really like you, and then just ghosted him.
Margolo
is the first person who's ever ghosted Stuart Little.
You think Margolo's hot, don't you?
Let's get into the Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is 81%.
Well, the third one's with their kid.
Shut up.
He's a little yellow mouse.
Shut up.
With wings.
Stop talking. Sounds like a little chicken. Or a little like.
It's a little chicken. It's a little.
Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 81. Which.
Holy cow.
Which last. This first Stuart Little. The first Stuart Little, I think, was in 40s.
This movie got an 81% of Rotten Tomatoes.
81. Hold on.
Wow.
The first Stuart Little movie.
I got to process that.
First Stuart Little got 67. This one got 81.
No way this movie is better
than
the first one. No way.
The first one was just really dramatic.
I loved it.
I do too. I loved
it. Dark, yeah.
This one
was yellow, like bright yellow and bright red the whole time through. Even the soccer team was yellow and red.
Dude, that's really.
You know, that's actually kind of cool.
That's really cool. I like that.
It puts some intentionality behind the movie.
I give this movie. 72.
That's really high. Mm-hmm. That's really high.
Well.
Oh, boy.
It's fun, man. It's fun.
Oh, boy.
I just wish there was more depth to each character, but, like, other than that, hey, I still really like the movie.
I'd give it 1 out of 2 snowballs.
What did you say?
I said I still really like the movie. Either way, I still really like the movie.
Do you? He gets so mad. What are you saying? 2 out of what?
I'm saying 1 out of 2 snowballs.
50%?
50%.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, next week's movie is none. We don't have next week's
don't
movie.
Don't set me up like that.
No, I won't.
There's not an answer.
There's no
question.
There's no movie next week.
There's no episode next week.
Next,
at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're taking next week off, and then we come back a week after. I think it's March 16th, I think. March 16th.
Okay.
Oh, God, don't be wrong, Tanner.
If it's wrong, I'll just keep it.
I think it is. I think it's the 16th. I don't know. But
if it's wrong, I'll
check us
I'll,
out
I'll
in 2 weeks
right.
For the Season 2 awards show. It'll be really fun.
We don't know where we're doing it yet or what's going to happen.
We don't know what it's going to look like. We don't have the studio from last year, but we have my studio apartment.
That's right. That's right. We'll make it look good for you guys.
Okay.
We'll probably just spin
probably
the cameras.
Have Andrew drum again. For
let's
us.
Let's just spin the cameras and record in that corner.
we'll just give you a tour of my apartment.
Yeah, just a house tour.
That'd be fun. Ben, plug away. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing that, like, if in 2 weeks it's nothing to do with Reel It In, it's just a tour of your apartment.
MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What what up?
Oh, man. That's great.
Dang.
You can follow us at reel.it.in.podcast on Instagram and subscribe on YouTube. We never ask you guys to actually subscribe.
We just want you to follow us personally.
We just want you to follow our Instagram, but yeah. Our YouTube, eh. No, but for real though, helps out a lot. I'm just now getting into the analytics of the channel, and I'm realizing when people say subscribe, it helps a lot. It actually really does.
Yeah.
So
you guys should definitely follow us only on Instagram. And if you want to follow us on or subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. So. And then what's your personal Instagram?
My personal Instagram is at Tanner Recklage, at Talk Time with Andrew, and at reel.it.in.podcast.
Can you spell Recklage? Reiclicz?
Keep it real.